Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. It is a beautiful late spring morning, blue, blue sky, bright sunshine, flowers blooming, tomatoes growing. Enjoy your coffee as we visit. My daughter and family were coming back from the Florida Panhandle over spring break when, in the middle of the four-lane highway, they saw a big black dog and cars slowing to avoid hitting him. My son-in-law pulled the car over, opened the door, and called to the dog, who promptly ran over to the car and jumped in the back seat with my grandsons. The dog was a large, 90-plus pounds, muscular black lab, but with no collar or otherwise identification. There were no houses or farms around, so the decision was made to bring him home and then check for a chip. They couldn't imagine he didn't have an owner, as well-fed and healthy-looking as he was. At home, the dog seemed to have a very sweet temperament, but clearly could not see very well. He was friendly to everyone and wanted to be a lap dog with his tummy scratched. The next day, they took him to the vet, and no chip. By this time, everyone had fallen in love with him, and so now Hitch, the hitchhiker dog, joined Dreamer, their resident black lab, in a comfortable, loving home. This situation reminded me of Jesus' parable of the lost sheep, found in Luke 15:3-6. Now, the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." In this situation, the people Jesus was teaching, in the view of the Pharisees, were sinners and therefore were not considered people to associate with. People like you and me, who make bad choices sometimes in life and thus cause suffering to ourselves and others. These are the people who were drawn to Jesus' love and acceptance. Jesus valued them and knew their pain and wanted to show them another way to live. A life of respect for others and willingness to give of themselves to help others in whatever their needs might be. Jesus' message, instead of condemning, judging, and dismissing folks because of their poverty, physical or mental limitations, choices in life, etc., showed them a future bright with hope. He spent his 3 years of ministry teaching a new way of life, an unselfish, non-judgmental, loving lifestyle. He taught the thousands and, in the end of his ministry, made it clear that each of us and them are to minister to all those that need our Lord's love and hope. And if we wonder who those people are, the Lord is putting them in your life, in my life, whether we know it or not. He needs us and wants us to take the parable to heart, to love the unlovable, the lost in life. And he rejoices and the angels with him when he sees us making ourselves available to others with Christ's love. That brings us back to Hitch, the lost dog. Think of Hitch as you and me, lost and confused, frightened. We are carrying the troubles of life on our shoulders and can't see a way out. We have been carrying this load to work every day, to the ballpark for a child's practice, to the park as we walk the dog. And along comes a loving, caring person who stops what he or she is doing, sees the worry in our faces, the darkness in our eyes, and asks, "Can I help you? Are you all right?" And listens and helps us home. The Lord is always pursuing those who need Him, rich or poor, healthy or ill, sinners and tax collectors. He often puts one of us in place to help open the door to peace by the loving care and acceptance we offer. God sends others to search us out and show us the Lord's love. No lost sheep is ever ignored by our Lord. There is a note to add to the hitch story. 30 or so years ago, George, myself, and the children were driving across the 285 bridge at Covington Highway when we spotted a black lab weaving in and out of traffic. George stopped the car. We opened the door, and yes, he jumped in. We tried to find the owner to no avail. We fell in love, named him Charlie, and he was a cherished part of the family for 8 years. Isn't the Lord creative? Let us pray together. Today, Lord, we ask that you will give us the heart to pay attention to the needs of others. Tune us into your direction and your will. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.